Welcome to today's edition of Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of Specialty Shop Retailing, Everything You Need to Know to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at info@orangetreeimports.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here is your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the 16th edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today I'd like to talk about an endangered species, the sales rep, or representative, who calls on stores to help buyers place orders. The sad truth is that retailing is in danger of losing the rep system that has for many years provided shopkeepers with product information and customer service. A recent Manpower poll listed sales rep as the number one job U.S. employers are having trouble filling. As older reps retire, young people are not joining the ranks. And some of the current reps are reconsidering the amount of time and travel involved in servicing accounts on the road. The rising cost of gasoline has inflamed this already volatile situation. In this day of online ordering, you may wonder why you need to meet with reps. I believe that sales reps serve a valuable function, bringing product information and samples that make buying more efficient than ordering from a catalog or a website. Because they travel from store to store, reps also have first-hand knowledge of what's selling in your area. Many reps are willing to do staff training, take inventories, and even put on a trunk show or demo featuring their products. A rep can serve as a vital go-between with vendors, negotiating for discounts and displays, and helping with problems. But I'm realizing that not all of these functions require frequent visits to the store anymore. My idea of a good rep has shifted from one who calls on me regularly in person to one who keeps in touch regularly, whether by mail, phone, or email, to let me know about new products and specials and to help with orders. Even with less face-to-face contact, I think the rep system is worth saving. If we all make efficient use of our reps' time and make sure that they get as much income as possible from our purchases, there's hope that this sales force will not disappear entirely. These steps are not quite as magical as clapping your hands if you believe in Tinkerbell, but hopefully they will help. We need to start by understanding how the rep system works. A company sales rep works for only one vendor, normally receiving a base salary plus a commission on products sold. Other sales reps are self-employed or work for a sales organization and represents a number of different lines. Their income is usually based entirely on commissions from the variety of products that they sell. Commissions vary greatly depending on the type of product, but in the gift and home accessory field that I'm in, they generally fall between the 10 and 20% range. Travel expenses, which can be quite high due to the cost of gas, are usually paid out of pocket by the rep. Sales organizations negotiate with vendors for the lines to be carried, assign them to reps throughout a certain territory, and often maintain a permanent or temporary showroom at wholesale trade shows. Most sales reps are not paid their commission until the vendor invoice is paid, and they may not receive any commission at all if your payment is delinquent, another reason that it's important to stay current with your bills. Keep in mind also that sales reps' time is valuable. If it looks as if you won't be placing an order or will place only a very small one, try to take up as little of their time as possible. Reps are usually understanding of the fact that you may be interrupted to wait on customers or to attend to problems that come up. Commissions are based on a percentage of orders written, shipped, and paid for. When we meet with a rep and don't order, cancel an order, or don't pay on time, it costs the rep money. It's important not to intentionally waste a rep's time. Appointments should be honored, especially if the rep has traveled some distance. We can also help reps increase sales by recommending non-competing stores that might be interested in lines that we decide not to order. I'd like to pass along some tips for making the most out of working with a sales rep. I once knew a buyer who had a policy of always ordering the opposite of what a rep recommended, which shows a lack of understanding of how a rep's expertise can benefit your store. We see sales reps by appointment only. If a new rep calls without any lines we already buy, we ask a few questions before deciding whether to give an appointment. Obviously, this is an easy decision to make if the rep is selling jewelry and your shop doesn't carry jewelry. but often you really can't say yes or no to new lines without seeing them. However, once a rep is in your store, it's hard to say no to him or her. If we think we may have to, we grant the appointment with the qualification that we may just be taking a look this time. That way the rep can decide whether it's worth coming to see us. We both know that if we don't order anything, the rep won't get paid for the sales call. I use a system of seeing reps at 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock, 3 days a week. This gives some structure to my workday and lets the reps know that each appointment must take no longer than 2 hours. Other stores have a policy of seeing reps only 1 day a week, which can be a hardship on reps trying to plan their travel schedule. Sales reps also receive commission on reorders that are faxed, emailed, or phoned to them. However, some vendors won't pay for orders that are sent in directly to the company. Make sure your reorders get sent to the right place by maintaining a file of your vendors and their current reps. If you're worried that sending an order to a rep will mean a delay, ask for a confirmation so you know it's received and forwarded. When you write an order to show, ask if your local rep can get credit. If reps don't get credit for show orders, you might consider taking notes and sending the order through the rep when you get back to the store. If you open a new line at a show, ask that your local rep be notified so that you can place ongoing orders through him or her. Remember, most sales reps' only income is commission they receive on orders. A good sales rep will help you make wise buying decisions and will not encourage you to order too much because they want you to reorder. A good rep will show you lines you don't think you want to carry if they believe they might work for your store, but will accept your polite refusal graciously. A good rep will give you ideas about how to assort and display a line of merchandise, and will give you information about the products to help you sell them. A good rep will help your bottom line by pointing out specials and other savings. A good rep knows that if you do well, he or she will do well also. Establishing strong relationships with sales reps makes you a better buyer. As retailers, we need to acknowledge that contributing to sales reps' success will contribute to our own. And as always, we're going to finish with a reading from the Nonsense File, which is a collection of silly and strange items offered to the gift industry over the past 30 years. Today we're featuring an item from 1988, and it is personalized disposable diapers. These can be used as birth announcements or bought in bulk, and they do double duty, it says, for the baby born to have everything. This was available from a company in Alpine, New Jersey, along with many other personalized items for newborn babies. And that's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. Please feel free to email me at our new email address, orangetreeimports@mac.com. And until then, happy retailing. Thank you.